Hare Krishna. Happy New Year. Srila Prabhupada is saying that devotees have a new year every day. Yes. Oftentimes we have New Year resolutions. We think New Year, we will start everything new. And everything will be very nicely done. Or if not New Year, at least New Week. We think from this Monday, I start the new life until Tuesday. Tuesday, new life finished, we go back to the old life. So today, this is January 8th, and we are reading Canto 9, Chapter 11. Lord Ramachandra rules the world. This is verse 23. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Purusho Ramacharitam Shravanay Rupadarayan Andrishansya Paro Rajan Karma Bandhair Vimuchyate Purusha. Any person. Ramacharitam. The narration concerning the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. Shravanai. By oral reception. Upadharayan. Simply by this process of hearing. I like how Srila Prabhupada is very generous adding this adverb, simply. Simply by this, simply by that. Srila Prabhupada's genius and magnanimity is that he makes it simple for those who are sincere, for devotees. Andrishansya para. Becomes completely free from envy. Rajan. O King Parikshit. Karma Bandhai. By the bondage of fruitive activities. Vimuchyate. One becomes liberated. In many commentaries, we have this bondage is in an instrumental case, tritiya, tvoritelny, orodnik, orudny, whichever language you buy. Often commentators say that for a devotee, it's not that a devotee becomes free, but these things go away. Maya leaves you, doesn't torment you anymore. She goes. So you are left by the bondage of Maya. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, I see three things. There are pastimes, lila, then there are characteristics of pastimes, and then there are discussions of these characteristics of pastimes. So anyone who basically hears will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. Purport. Here, in this material world, everyone is envious of everyone else, or of someone else, sorry. Everyone is envious of someone else. Who am I envious of? Even in religious life, are we religious people or spiritual people? Even in religious life, it is sometimes found that if one devotee has advanced in spiritual activities, other devotees are envious of him. Hare Krishna. They may steal your gamcha. They can tie your shoes in the morning before you are going out. Anyway, it's a... Such envious devotees are not completely freed from the bondage of birth and death. As long as one is not completely free from the cause of birth and death, one cannot enter the Sanatana Dhamma, or eternal pastimes of the Lord. One becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. Designations of the body, upadhis. So which designations influence us, causing envy? I can think, I am a Bhagavatam lecturer. So then Keshidamana Prabhu comes and gives such a nice class. And I can think, I cannot give such a nice class. Of course, in the case of Keshidamana Prabhu, in case of Keshidamana Prabhu, at least he has an excuse. He has he's such a senior devotee. He's Srila Prabhupada's disciple, and you know, so okay, I can think, okay, anyway, he's Srila Prabhupada's disciple, maybe. But otherwise, some designation. Or I think I am a strong man, and then I see, oh, he's a stronger man, Hare Krishna. Or I am a beautiful woman, oh, and she's more beautiful. Or I am wealthy. He's more wealthy. Or, I am poor, this one is more poor. So, any designation can cause... And of course, I can think, I am a significant devotee, senior devotee. And then he is more senior, or he's something. As Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj, some years ago, he was giving a class in Pogal Ashram. They mention some devotees and they fail to mention your name. And you think, why did they skip me? Why didn't they mention me? So he says, don't be disturbed, that's okay. Don't feel attached to being mentioned. So some designations, and we have to find which designations stay in the way of my advancement. So Srila Prabhupada describes, one becomes envious because of being influenced by the designations of the body. But the liberated devotee has nothing to do with the body. And therefore, he is completely on the transcendental platform. A devotee is never envious of anyone, even his enemy. Because the devotee knows that the Lord is his supreme protector. He thinks, what harm can the so-called enemy do? Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. So Srila Prabhupada gives the medicine or the cure. And what is the medicine that Srila Prabhupada is giving here? In this sentence, how to become cured of envy? It's quite interesting what cure he suggests. Have you caught it? If you think...
Protection,
yeah. Krishna will protect me. Krishna is merciful, he will protect me. So therefore, if I think, oh, Krishna is my protector, is my benefactor, so I don't have to be envious. He will protect me. Thus, a devotee is confident about his protection. The Lord says, Ye yathamam prapadyante tans tathaiva bhajamyaham. According to the proportion of one's surrender unto me, I respond accordingly. A devotee must, therefore, be completely free from envy, especially of other devotees. Doesn't mean we can be envious of non-devotees. No need to be envious of anybody. To envy other devotees is a great offense, a Vaishnava parada. A devotee who constantly engages in hearing and chanting, Shravana Kirtana, is certainly freed from the disease of envy. And thus, he becomes eligible to go back home, back to Godhead. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Meritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namam Shri Chaitanya Padam Bhoja Madhupebhyo Namo Namah Katanchidashaya Desham Shavitad Ganda Bhagavad. My respectful obeisances to all devotees of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who are like honeybees collecting honey, drinking honey from the lotus of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet. Even a dog taking shelter of devotees, such devotees, will also get a share of that honey. Yasya prasadadagyopi sadhya sarvagyatam rajet sa Shri Chaitanya Devo me bhagavan samprasidatu. May Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Vande inantan bhutaishwaryam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nichopi yat prasadatsyat bhakti shastra pravartakam. My respectful obeisances to the unlimitedly powerful Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose grace, even the most fallen person can become a teacher of Bhakti Shastri. Bhakti Shastri, that's what it says? Bhakti Shastri. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Purushorama charitam shavanair upadarayan andrishansya paro rajan karma bandhair vimuchyate. O King Parikshit, anyone who orally receives the narrations concerning the characteristics of Lord Ramachandra's pastimes will ultimately be freed from the disease of envy and thus be liberated from the bondage of fruitive activities. This is the power of Bhagavad Dharma. This is the power of one of the Bhagavad Dharmas. So we are in the school of Bhagavad Dharma, the school of Bhagavad. And naturally, Bhagavad Dharma, first of all, means listening to Srimad Bhagavatam and hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. So many glories of Srimad Bhagavatam are mentioned. So Srimad Bhagavatam is so powerful. This particular verse concludes a section in Rama Charita. You can see. The verse says, the pastimes of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ramachandra. And it says that just by, as Prabhupada beautifully puts it, by orally receiving. Sounds super easy. Because you just have to receive orally. Open your ear, and ears, you know, on the eyes we have lids, you know, like you can, the American expression is take 40 winks, Yeah, 40 wings. You know, one wing is 1 second, and 40 wings mean it's a nap. You take a little rest. So the eyes you can close, but the ears, there's no ear lids. Eyelids we have, ear lids we don't have. Actually, it would be quite useful, right? Isn't it? Ear lids. Anyway, we have earplugs. That's something. Earplugs for the night, for taking rest. So orally receiving sounds very easy, but it means hearing. It means hearing. So this verse says, but just by hearing, karma bandhai vimuchyate, you become free. Your karma is no longer karma bandha. The chains of karma is no longer binding you. You're no longer bound by the shackles. So shackles, chains that are keeping us in the prison of the material world, and they are made of super durable material. They are made of envy, anger, greed, lust, and this is a super advanced technology. From outside, you can't even see. It's not even clearly visible. These chains are very difficult to get off us, and they bind us very tight. Even we are just trying to go to the class, and then these chains are yanked, ting, and then they lead us somewhere else. Go sleep a little bit. Go eat a little bit or something. So these chains of karma keep us in the material world, keep us prisoners, keep us imprisoned. But interestingly enough, again, so this is high tech, so just like you have all kinds of electronic locks, like nowadays I think in most hotels, they don't have the key that they give you. They give you a card. I remember I was flying through, I had a stopover in one city, so the airline is giving you the Turkish Airlines. They give you, oftentimes they give you the hotel. So there's no key. They give you a card. Yeah? So you bring this card, you touch the door, and then it opens. So here also, you just have to find the frequency. Yeah? There's Purushorama Charitam, and then this lock tries to check. Open. Tung, becomes open. And you can get out. High technology. But something else has to be done. It's not enough just to bring the card. You can bring the Bhagavatam, yes, and chant. And in many cases, this is enough. However, one more condition is mentioned here. So what is this other condition? Freedom from envy. Andrishansa. Srila Prabhupada uses this word envy in a very specific way. He uses this word envy in the old, somewhat maybe archaic meaning of hostility. Or what we would probably, nowadays, what we would call black envy and white envy. When we hear envy, usually we understand this in the meaning of what we might call white envy. Meaning that he has something and I want it. Yeah? So like, why does he have and I don't have? Something like this. But as Srila Prabhupada uses this word to translate, for example, this Andrishamsa, it means non-violence, non-aggressiveness, not wishing suffering, non-enmity, not being inimical, hostile, not wishing bad, not wishing suffering unto others. Andrishamsa. So if we do call it envy, we would probably call it black envy. Yes, let him burn. Let him suffer. So this is a very big obstacle. Enmity. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has a beautiful book, Theology of the Bhagavad, and there he describes 5 levels of envy. He describes five levels of envy, which separate us from Krishna. It's quite interesting. So he connects these five levels of envy with five levels of knowledge. So this is, some of these you know, pratyaksha. Pratyaksha, if you read Ishopanishad, if you just started studying Bhakti Shastri, you must have heard pratyaksha. Pratyaksha means, Prati aksha. Aksha is eyes, pratyaksha is in front of your eyes. Meaning sensory knowledge. Meaning being attached to something we can tangibly touch. Yeah. So God is, I cannot touch, very far. I can't even see, maybe. But, a plate of paneer sabji, I can touch. Of course, bhakti is a very merciful process. Krishna is so merciful that he comes as the deities, so we can see also. And this paneer sabji can be offered to Gaur Nitai, and then you can touch the Mahaprasadam. And it's different from ordinary paneer sabji. All the best, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in Antya Lila of Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same food that we all know, the same vegetables that we all ate, you offer to the Lord and you eat. Oh, it's so different. It has a magical effect on us. But this is a very special blessing of the process of bhakti. But this is one of the five levels of understanding, of getting knowledge. So pratyaksha, direct perception. Then paroksha. Paroksha means somebody tells you. This is good. Like I remember our Jagadish Chaitanya Prabhu, who is worshipping the Lord on the altar. I mentioned some shop here that they have a good pizza. He told me, this is nothing. The best pizza now in Vrindavan is that one. So that's called paroksha. I didn't try, but he tried. And he told me. So then that is very good. That one must be very good. So that's, I didn't try, but the other person tried. So that's paroksha. Right? And then there is aparoksha. This is the next one. To translate paroksha, this is something like by hearsay. So we hear reports of other people. It's still based on pratyaksha, what other people, he tasted, he tried, and he liked it, he told me, so that's still the same level, but one step removed. And then the other one is aparoksha. Aparoksha is more subtle. This is already realized knowledge. So we would connect it to logical speculation, philosophical speculation, trying to understand what is matter? In the material world, we all die. Everything decays. If you live some time, then you see, oh, where is that tree? Where is this tree? Oh, this used to be a forest. Or the other way around. Oh, look at that building. This used to be such a nice new building. Now it's falling apart. Everything is falling apart. Everything is passing. Everything is going away. So by logic, we can think, okay, this is a characteristic of matter, so Krishna must be different. So Krishna doesn't die. So therefore, spiritual life is eternity. So spirit is eternal. That's a paroksha. That's logical reasoning, anumana. Logical reasoning which brings us to the next level. And then, two more are adhokshaja and aprakrita. So pratyaksha, paroksha, paraaksha. Other people's eyes. Eyes of other people. And that means direct perception of other people. And then aparoksha means my personal experience, but still on a material level. And then adhokshaja, this is already beyond eyes. Adha akshaja, above eyes, above my senses. That's transcendental. And then aprakrita. Aprakrita means this is not just above the material eyes. Because even when we say above the material eyes, still the reference point, the basis, is the eyes. So therefore, frequently people get stuck in impersonalism, some kind of impersonalism. Neti neti, not not not. In the material world we have personality, therefore in the spiritual platform there should be no personality. Here we have forms, therefore on the spiritual platform there should be no forms. Neti neti. So it's still the material disease. We are anchored in this material world. But aprakrita, this is going further. This is going to the spiritual nature, spiritual form, spiritual lila. Or here we have lila of Lord Ram. So Bhagavatam reveals this aprakrita level. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that the first three levels are enmity, being inimical to Krishna, being envious of Krishna. Then adhokshaja, the fourth level, is neutral hostility. We are not actively inimical, but we are passively inimical. It's like some kind of ceasefire. We stop shooting at Krishna, right? We stop actively criticizing Krishna. But the truly transcendental platform is aprakrita. This is bhakti. This is connected only with bhakti. So, in chapter 5 of the Bhagavad Gita, we hear who is the doer. So, Brijan Prabhu, in his book, he calls this section Three Doers in Perspective. So, Krishna says, the soul is not the doer because the soul lives in a city of nine gates. So then, sabhavastu pravartate. Then, who is the doer? The other possibility is the nature, the forces, the modes of nature. But modes of nature are material, the material modes of nature. And Vedanta Sutra says that by definition, matter is dead. Matter is achit. That's how matter is defined. That's the definition of matter, achit. That's how Vedanta Sutra is different from Nirishvara Sankhya, atheistic Sankhya. That matter is by definition dead. So how can achit, dead matter, be the doer? Well, matter is controlled by God. So, whose fault is it? Everything that happens? Who is the supreme controller? Who is Sarvakarana Karanam? We all know. We will not point fingers. But this is the underlying idea. So, but Krishna says then, nadate kasyachit papam na chaiva sukritam vibhu agyane navritam gyanam tena muhyanti jantava. I also, the Supreme Lord also doesn't force people to be pious or sinful. Agyane navrita muhyanti. Living entities themselves become bewildered, get themselves bewildered by covering themselves with ignorance. So this way we have three doers. Two doers are neutral, Krishna and matter. And one doer, the soul, the jiva, us, is responsible for our choice, but we are not independent. We are not independent, meaning that we depend on the modes of nature, on Krishna's sanction, on what we deserve from before, on karma, so many things. So three doers in perspective. And then the next verse says that the sun of knowledge reveals everything. And what is the sun of knowledge? So the shocking commentary, I remember when I read this commentary, it really, it's been many years, I'm still talking about it. So I was very shocked, because it says, what is this sun of knowledge that makes you free? That takes you out of this world. This sun of knowledge is Vaishamya Nairgrinya Na. Srila Prabhupada quotes Vedanta Sutra, that if you think that Krishna or God is not just Vaishamya, that he's, this is unfair, what's happening to me is unfair, or if I think that it's cruel, maybe it's even fair, but it's cruel. So the answer is no. Sapakshatvat, because he gives us, as Prabhupada says, yayatamam prapadyante, as we approach him, he gives us everything in accordance with our actions, in fact even minimizing. Tatahi darshayati. And all these stories in the Shastra, in the Puranas, in the stories, histories, like Mahabharata, they prove it. So that means that if I am not free, I must be criticizing Krishna, blaming Krishna for my trouble, either openly or secretly. I must be thinking that Krishna is guilty for my trouble. And as soon as I stop criticizing Krishna, so I think I'm a devotee, but somewhere secretly I may think, oh, Krishna likes to torture people. Yeah? That's one of the meanings of that they give to the word Janardana. Jana Ardana. Ardana can be translated, it's the maintainer, but it could be translated as one who is torturing people. So that's wrong. This is not correct. Nobody, in fact, Krishna is the most merciful personality. He cannot tolerate anybody's suffering. Krishna is the most merciful personality. And this is why he comes as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He comes again and again in different avatars. He comes as Lord Ram. The whole Bhagavatam, so many avatars are there. He comes again and again to save us, protect us, and make us free. And then even when he goes, he leaves the Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam can, Prabhupada says, give you all the blessings that you can obtain from Krishna directly. So he leaves all the mercy in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam for us. And then he sends Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada prints it in millions of copies. And he makes it very clear, bhakti, bhakti, bhakti. So that any page you open, and you will see, okay, devotee. Devotional service. It's almost impossible to find a page that it's not saying do bhakti. So Prabhupada, it's very merciful. So for us, the task is to stop being envious of Krishna, stop accusing Krishna, surrender to Krishna, accept Krishna's will. In the first canto, Bhishma Dev says, more important than understanding Krishna's plan is accepting Krishna's plan. It's more important, rather than to understand, it's more important to accept. And vice versa, if I accept, which means I surrender, if I accept, then it immediately gives a chance to understand the plan of Krishna. There is much more chance to understand the plan of Krishna. And this is what Lord Brahma says in the 10th canto. It's one of the 64 elements of bhakti, listed in the Nectar of Devotion, where Srila Prabhupada says, this should be the guidance, the guideline, the GPS, Google map for a devotee's life, for all devotees. 10, 14, 8. Tate no kampam susamikshamano bunjana evatma kritam vipakam ridvagvapurvir vidadannamaste jiveta yo muktipade sadayabak. A devotee always sees everything as Krishna's mercy. He's thankful to Krishna. So this is the art that a devotee learns, how to find, how everything is Krishna's mercy. And he sees that this is a combination of my actions plus Krishna's mercy. And he continues to offer respects to Krishna with the body. So we bring the body and we bow down. Okay, Krishna, I'm going down. He said, okay, that's something, you know. Some people don't even bring the body. Then we speak. You say, Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Yeah, so bas. Or we say, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Okay, we use our words. Yeah. Or we hear some class like this, that we should be thankful and say, thank you, Krishna. Okay, that's good. You're moving. You're moving. This is our classic exercise we always do in the VHE. By the way, if somebody heard the announcement about 1 o'clock, it's 11 o'clock today. I don't know, because I saw the in the VHE this Narada meets Vyasa meets Narada. In Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, frequently we do this exercise of thank yous, thanking, writing, composing, saying thank yous to Krishna. So every time we see Krishna, we can thank him, especially if something happens that we don't like. There was a rain today. Thank you, Krishna, for the rain. Why should I thank Krishna? Well, it's going to be more green. Thank you, Krishna, for the rain, because, why? Less dust. Why else? Because what? Oh, it reminds me I'm not the controller. Okay, it gives me lessons. So, we can be thankful for everything that is pleasant, unpleasant. And we can be thankful for so many things. And then, if we are thankful to Krishna, just being thankful immediately changes our mood. That's one of the it's one of the Bhagavata dharmas. It's one of the spiritual techniques to be grateful. This is our culture, to be thankful to Krishna, to express our gratitude. Because when we say jai, it means you're good, means thank you, means this is wonderful, this is your mercy. So 5 thank yous, 10 thank yous, 20 thank yous. Yeah, so I remember I was telling this to everybody, and then I remember one day I thought, I wonder if I can compose one thank you for each Hare Krishna mantra in my japa. So I was sitting there in where Guru Parampara is, and I was trying to Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you for that I'm in Vrindavan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you for Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you for Bhaktisiddhanta Ji. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Thank you for 6 Goswamis. Okay, 6. Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. Thank you for the holy name. Thank you for the Bhagavatam. Thank you for that I'm here. What else? Thank you for Chaitanya Charitamrita. Okay, thank you for Ishupanishad, thank you for coming, thank you for saying it. And I remember, after, you know, if you can compose 20, that's after some time you get used to it. But then 108, I was, not easy. But then I remember, I chanted, and I felt, wow, I'm so blessed. There's 108 blessings. Right now, in my life. This is called count your blessings. Be grateful, count your blessings. I mean, be grateful for the mercy we have. And if we behave like this, it transforms our life. Thanking Krishna for what he sent, for the blessings he gives us. And there's always some blessing that he is giving us. And also devotees around us. So the Bhagavad Dharmas are described again and again in the Bhagavatam. But the actual big list is in Canto 11. 11.3.23. And it begins Sarato Manaso Sangam Ado Sangam Cha Sadushu. Ado, in the beginning. It begins. So the beginning of the Bhagavad Dharmas is dayam maitrim prashrayam cha buteshva dha yathochitam. I'm sorry. Dayam maitrim and prashrayam. Mercy, friendship, and respect. So mercy to juniors or less qualified, and then friendship to equal devotees, respect to those who are seniors. So when we so this is just the beginning, and Shravanam Kirtanam will come number 10, 11, 12, so there's about 30 or 40 Bhagavad Dharmas mentioned, depending how you count, in that chapter 3, Prabuddha's instructions to King Nimi. So this verse here mentions lack of envy, absence of envy, violence, aggressiveness, and Prabhupada speaks here even between devotees. Even between devotees. So we can start. This is where we begin our work, making friends, being a well-wisher, being a well-wisher. What is the... Who can be happy? Who is the happy person? This is also here, right? Akinchanasya dantasya shantasya samachetasa maya santushta manasa sarva sukhamaya disha. Wherever you go, such a person... I think it's this canto. Just a second, I will tell you the verse. It's such a beautiful verse. Who can be happy wherever you go? Sarva sukhamaya disha. Each direction you go, you are happy. Who can be happy like this? Akinchana, not attached to kinchana, anything. Self-controlled. Okay, that's the four regulative principles. You know. Akinchanasya dantasya. Shantasya, satisfied mind. The mind, maya santushta manasa, the mind satisfied in me. So we are satisfied, sanata jivitam. We are happy, O Krishna, I thank you that I am yours. O Krishna, please accept me as yours. Or, haha prabhu nanda sutta, rishabhanu sutta jato karuna karoho ei baro, narotama dase koi nataliho, rangapoi. Toma bina keya chayamara. O Radha, O Krishna, please, don't kick me away. This poor Narottam Das Thakur, sorry, not, he says, not, this poor Narottam Das is praying, please don't kick me away. Without you, I have nothing. Without you, I have nothing. So, the mind, peace, satisfied in Krishna. So, if you if you practice these, wherever you go, you're happy. Sarva sukhamaya disha. Disha means directions. You go north, you're happy. You go northwest, you're happy. You go northeast, you're also happy. You go northeast, north, south, any direction, you'll be happy. Nice verse. Yeah? So, you can see, this means you are a well-wisher of everybody, not envious of anybody. No, that's Canto 11. Yeah, must be Canto 11. not 9. You found? Yeah, which verse is it?
19, chapter 15.
Because Canto 9 is like a moat or protection between before 9, 19. 9, 19. Ah, it's a different one, but oh, okay. Okay, it's you're a genius. It's a sarva sukhamaya disha. Oh, it's a same conclusion but different verse. Bhagavatam is amazing. Yeah, I did remember there's a verse like this in Canto 9. Yada na korute bhavam sarva bhuteshva mangalam samadrishte tadapamsa. When a man is non-envious and does not desire ill fortune for anyone, you don't want anyone to suffer, so then such a person is equipoised. You want to be equipoised? You want to be peaceful? You want to be satisfied? Don't desire ill to anybody.
Hare Krishna. A secret.
Easy, no? And then, for such a person, all directions appear heavy.
Hare Krishna.
And then, this is sort of a... the masters, the Guru Parampara, our masters are giving us, our teachers and masters are giving us the secret advice and hint how to make this process work quickly and nicely. Yeah, if we don't quarrel, if we are good to other devotees, then this process will work quickly, very quickly. Then this result given here will come very quickly. Karma bandhai vimuchate. We will be free. Because otherwise, if we quarrel, and we have the Bhagavatam, the Kirtan, the holy name, the deities, and still we quarrel. So how can we expect that non-devotees will not fight? They have nothing. Of course they will fight. If even we fight, how can they not fight, right? So this is our task, and this is some hint how to make it quick and effective. Don't wish anybody ill. Be the well-wisher of everybody. And keep hearing. Keep hearing. Some places it says after long hearing. Some places it says very quickly. Very quickly. We will be able to deepen and increase the taste, and our affinity and attraction to Krishna and the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. My dear well-wishers, happy well-wishers. Some comments, or some questions. Padini Shakti Prabhu.
Thank you.
Does it work? Who is...
Thank you. As always, a wonderful question. I had a question that come up. This last point you're making about, you know, thankfulness.
Thankfulness.
I remember marveling when I read about Venus being confronting the Rakshasa and boastfully challenging this evildoer and dispatching him. And it seems that when the hero confronts the enemy, because the enemy is doing injustice, he's not thankful. At least superficially, it seems that way. And I'm just wondering, what is the psychology? The psychology, it seems, could be, I'm doing this to please Krishna. I'm doing this to make the world free of evil.
Uh-huh.
So I'm thankful for that. But there seems to be some element of, like, not appreciation of the injustice.
Yes. Thank you. That immediately reminds me of one of the four characters of Krishna. A hero can have four characters. Yeah? Dhira Prashanda, Dhira Lalita, Dhira Datta, Dhira Datta. Yeah? So, Dhira Lalita, that's our Krishna with the gopis. Yeah? Dhira Prashanda, this is our Krishna teaching Uddhava Gita to Uddhava. Yeah? Very, like, or like Yudhishthira, right? Dhira Prashanda. Then, Dhira Datta, that's like Arjuna himself, or, you know, very... very powerful, but also self-controlled. But there is Dhirodatta, and this one is like this. He's challenging. Krishna tells Kalayavana, he says, you black, Kalayavana says, Krishna, you're like snake. And Krishna says, yes, and you're like a frog, and I'm the black snake who's going to come and eat you. Hurry! Or it reminds me, like in the West, you remember there was this movie in the 60s, Dirty Harry. Very famous phrase, go ahead, punk, make my day. You know, like, make a move, I'll kill you. Yeah? So that's Dhirodatta, meaning, like, it's sort of a very challenging, macho, dirty talk of a, you know.
It's like a spice.
Spice, yes. So usually a hero will have only one of these. But Krishna has all four. But Even when if some devotee would happen to be in that mood to show the hero in that direction, the hero character in that aspect, that would be towards a culprit, and towards Krishna still there would be gratitude. You would still be grateful towards Krishna. Like for example, Bhima is another example of this Dhiradatta. This is what he said: "I'll break your thigh," to Dushasana. "I'll break your thigh, rip out your heart, and drink your blood." Yes, but he loved Krishna. Also, he loves Krishna. So to Krishna, Krishna he loves. But when there is a rakshasa demon, he can show this. He can show this asura mood of to add the spice of warrior talk.
Very nice. Hare
Krishna. There's another somewhat controversial point about friends and what do they call it? Trash talk. Yeah, trash talk. That friends can speak seemingly in very insulting way to each other. Well, it doesn't. It's you dirty dog. Or you always. But it's also a sign of love. It simply proves the extent of trust. It's just another proof of trust. And between devotees, I don't know, it's a little. You should be careful.
Yes.
Because it should be clear, you don't mean this. Usually it's not our culture. Yes, you are the backup questioner. If nobody, the daily inquirer. Karabajan Prabhu always has a question. It's actually a very, it's called Dharma Pricha. This is the fifth element of bhakti. Always ask about Saddharma Pricha. Yeah, ask questions about Saddharma. That's an excellent example of an excellent exercise to, you know, you have at least 40 minutes every day to compose a question. Right? What happened? Okay, we should not be envious of Krishna, but some devotees feel envious because they don't get what they want.
So, how they should be convinced that you should be not envious of Krishna?
How we can convince them you should not be envious of Krishna? Two ways, we can say. Again, how can we thank Krishna? We can thank Krishna two ways. We can thank Krishna for the other good things we have in our life. I hope you're not tired of this. I like this topic, so I often bring up the in this connection. I say that we can always be thankful because we are all billionaires, crorepatis. You're all crorepatis, and that's usually the face I get. Huh? I can't buy an extra slice of. I can't buy an extra samosa. He say I'm crorepati. But I say, like, I think last time I was preparing this in where I was, Washington D.C. or somewhere, and then I googled online that the price of a kidney in the, on the black market. I mean, because if not on black market, sometimes you have to wait for a year. So some people go on the black market, and black market, the price of a kidney is something like $200,000. And although I think most of us have at least one, and probably two. Most of us have two, and at least one functioning, right? So there's $500,000 already. And one heart is like a $170,000. And kidney is more expensive. Kidney is something like $300,000. So here you go. That's already, So a billionaire, it depends on the country and the, you know, the current prices. So there are different counts. So there is a picture. It says $49 million. You know this body, $49 million. And if something happens, kidney, finger, eye, right? We are ready to pay any money if you have, or we borrow to pay, right? But how often do I come to Krishna and say, Krishna, thank you, 10 fingers, thank you, 2 kidneys, thank you so much. My liver even works a little bit. Thank you. How often? So we can thank for what we have. Breakfast. Do we have breakfast? Maybe not because of me, but at least lunch you have, right? So we have what to eat. Some people struggle even for that. We are clothed enough to, you know, to weather through the Bhagavatam class, at least. We have a nice carpet. We have nice deities. Merciful. So many things we can be thankful for. So that's the question of the focus of our attention. There is one surprising study saying that older people are happier. I personally think it's because those who don't learn to be happier, they die early, you know. And it's not because their life is easier. You all know, after 30, 40, 50, you have 2, 3, 5, 7 places where you have pain, in the body, and all the, you know, every day, sometimes, every day. I mean, just look around in the temple. Some elder people coming here, they difficult to move, right? But they're happy to be here. And I have just little pain somewhere, and oh, it's the end of the world. Oh, Krishna, why did you do this? Oh, where is your mercy, right? So they figure that it's because those who survive till old age, they train their mind to focus not on the problem, but on the area that goes well. It's called mind control. There's so many bad things. You know, we are in the material world. What can be worse? But the elder people, we can say mature people, are people who are able to control their mind and refocus on what is possible, on what goes all right. They can count their blessings. This is the idea. That's why, technically, they're happier. I mean, just the classic teenager, always unhappy of everything, right? This is one area. But a devotee is more expert. He can be thankful to Krishna for the problem, like Kunti Devi. She says, thank you for all the trouble, because all that trouble helped me to meditate on you. So you can find, okay, you're training me in, you mentioned it. You're training me in tolerance, in humility, reminding me that you are the only shelter. So that's the second way we can be thankful for everything that happens. But of course, if somebody is suffering too much, then we cannot come and say, hey, you're okay, you're a Maya, forget it, don't blame Krishna. No, we should be compassionate. Compassionate means we say, oh, dear Prabhu, it's very, very bad, sorry. Can I buy you Mahaprasadam or something? Take one samosa.
Just like in
the
hospital.
Yes.
Sick on the bed. Doctor asks, how are you? I am suffering from that.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, yes. Can you try?
Thank you for the lecture. I'm thinking about a person who has physical disability, like hearing, a blind person, a person who can't hear, how they can progress in spiritual life and get rid of that.
Srila Prabhupada says reading is hearing. Reading is also hearing. Oh, blind. So blind and deaf. Yeah, okay. Can they read the Braille? I think 3 days ago we had the Braille day of Braille script. Don't we? I think we printed one book, no? In Braille, recently. Plus there is some, nowadays there is some technology to convert any book into some machine. I read recently, because 3 days ago it was the International Day of that Braille script. So, it's certainly tough. We all have our challenges. So we can bring them to Kirtan. They can at least have the experience of the vibration. Sometimes somebody is playing mridanga and you hear it not with the ear but with your belly, you know. Boom, boom. Mahaprasad. Pardon? Obeisances, yes. This was the classic answer that my temple president was giving when I joined. Somebody told him, how about the blind, deaf and dumb person? How can they benefit from the Hare Krishna? He said, then you write Hare Krishna on the sand and they can roll in the sand. I think that's one case where these Tibetan Buddhists with their prayer machines, it's not, they can walk around the temple, they can, you know, just being with devotees. Krishna says, just being with devotees pleases me more than anything in Canto 11. So obviously, it's not a laughing matter. We should not laugh at them or laugh at their trouble. We just have to think how, so prasadam, guide them to the temple, and whatever is their way of communication, try to help use that way to connect them to Krishna somehow. It's coming from your basically in the Bhakti Center, you were there in the Bhakti Center a couple months ago. I met one devotee in the class. And I asked this devotee, Prabhu, my name is Adipurush Das, because, you know, I'm younger, and younger, you're supposed to say your name first. And he said, my name is Adipurush Das. Oh, really? He said, he's Srila Prabhupada's disciple. So then he invited me to that Food for Life in Tompkins Square Park. And on the way, he told me a story how he was with Srila Prabhupada in New Vrindavan, West Virginia. He was his night guard in 1972. So he had a 48 revolver, a shotgun. These were rough days. And in the night, Srila Prabhupada got up to translate the books. And he came down. So he asked, he says, I asked, Srila Prabhupada, how can I serve you? And Srila Prabhupada said, you can go where I cannot go. And he was bewildered because he said, I didn't even have two shoes of the same color. I had to hitchhike even to get a few kilometers to the... So he thought, and Srila Prabhupada has just come from Japan. So he thought, where can I go where he cannot go? So Srila Prabhupada says, you can go to the future. And then you can go to the future. And then he said, you can go to the future, and by how you treat people, people will see this is how Krishna loves, how you love people, people will see this is how Krishna loves them. So it's a very deep statement. People judge Krishna oftentimes by our compassion, our behavior. So we should not be, so this is the idea of this verse, that if people receive mercy, it can melt their heart. Maybe sooner, maybe later, but devotees, this is the first quality of a sadhu or devotee, titikshava karunika, merciful. Vancha kalpata rubesha kripa sindubya. You are all oceans of mercy. Not cups, buckets, oceans. Kripa Sindubya. Evacha. Patitanam Pavanevya. Hare Krishna. Shubha Krishna Prabhu. He is what?
Our temple sweeper.
Temple sweeper?
Well, it's a problem to have our toilet cleaned in temple.
To
basically, the person who will do the best job is to is deaf and dumb.
Is to?
Is deaf, deaf, and dumb also.
Oh, really?
Is smiling.
And,
In his mind, he can chant Hare Krishna.
In his mind, he chants Hare Krishna. Oh, so we have one like this. Okay. So there is a person. Yeah, I actually appreciate how in India, everybody is given a chance. Everybody is engaged and as much as possible in the community. Thank you. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Ramachandra's Leela Ki Jai, Shri Mad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.